All right, the Picky Boys box. You'll see that in 2030.
No, you're not seeing any of our boxes. You're not seeing any boxes. Yo. You said it.
Hey, yo. Patreon. I didn't think it like that.
You said it like that.
Any question where the offering is $1 billion, I will at least consider
it. Danny's sucking it.
Any question.
Danny's sucking
any it. Any question it. Any question.
Any question it.
Any question, I will consider it.
And Martin was just, his audio wasn't even hooked up to my glasses. It was just running the whole time. So, God, the things I heard from Martin every time he went to the bathroom was terrible. Welcome back to the Picky Boys podcast, by the way.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doodly. We are doing a Minecraft event today, right after this. Well,
true.
Probably like 8 p.m.-ish, more yeah. likely. And to join part of our server, right? A whole Minecraft server with all our patrons in there. Patreon.com/Picky Boys. Any tier gets you into the Discord, and in the Discord is where we talk about it. If you like Minecraft, or if you just like hanging out, or you like the extra content, patreon.com/pickyboys. We're playing tonight. Get in there. Right after this. Just get in there, tech message us, and we'll talk about it.
Hell yeah.
It'll be streamed.
What's the event?
Oh.
Or is it top secret?
I don't think it's... Well, I didn't tell... Like, no one knows.
Okay.
Well, if you get in there and look at the big-ass terrain I built, you can kind of figure it out.
Let me put it this way. Should I be prepared to fight?
Oh, yeah, for right. sure. Yeah, yeah. Not okay. prepared to kiss. You know what I mean?
To fight people I know?
No.
Or to fight otherworldly beings?
Otherworldly beings. And I think that if it's completed, it's going to be hard. If it's completed, and don't worry about just joining and not having stuff. If you just join today, we'll give you like armor and stuff. It's more just a community thing. Maybe 7 days of content for Patreon if they win.
If they win. Okay. So we're putting our content on the line.
Yeah.
Here.
We're really, it'll double the value of the month if they
Wait,
win.
So we have an incentive. To be rooting.
There's an incentive for these people to join. If you want more content, yeah. you got to come help us battle.
Literally, if you like Minecraft or you just like hanging out or you like more content, you join, you help. If they win, extra content for the month, better value. I was holding that egg for too long. I had to drop it. I felt like JT ADHD on me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to crack it open and something cool was going to be inside.
Yeah, I figured that might have been thought too. Danny's wearing the same thing that he ate 9 hot dogs and drank 9 beers in.
That's true.
Is that
That's
washed?
No.
There's no chance.
No chance.
No, it was not.
I'll tell you what.
But I feel like that wasn't, you know, like an intensive day. Like I could rewear this sweatshirt.
No, you sweat out hot dogs.
Yeah, bro.
You sweat out those hot dogs.
I bet you
Come
if
on.
You smell that.
I don't think so.
The only thing that you're lucky.
Is it smelling hot dogs?
You can't.
It smells like 5 hot dogs.
No, it doesn't.
You can't eat 9 hot dogs and drink 9 beers, 10 beers, and not like sweat. It's like the thermogenic effect. You just fucking, it just comes
whoa,
out.
Whoa.
Thermogenics.
Yeah, Danny,
I'm bringing science.
Danny
on
doesn't
it.
Do laundry when they smell. You think he's going to do laundry hearing thermodynamics, whatever he said?
I do laundry whenever I need to do laundry.
When
I'm down to the last sock.
That is too late because then you have no clothes.
He's just naked all day.
Yeah, he comes down in his underwear and he's like, "Oh, you want to go?" And he's like, "Oh, I can't. I need to do laundry." He's like, "You don't have a pair of pants left."
I just don't think that far ahead, honestly. Once I'm done with the clothes, I put on the robe, do the laundry, and then I have the new wardrobe for the day.
But you know what the worst thing about laundry is that like you do it and you're good. You have no dirty laundry for about 30 minutes, and then you have to change a shirt. And you go, "Fucking." Now I'm starting a new hamper.
That's true.
Like you will only have clean laundry and no dirty laundry for like
a couple hours, maybe
hours max.
I mean, I don't know why you're doing laundry and then just tossing you're wearing a shirt for 30 minutes and tossing it into the laundry.
I spilled something on it.
Okay, well that's a little different. That's what's surprising. I thought that because he didn't wash it, I'd see a mustard somewhere.
No, I was clean that day.
It's clean dog sucking.
I am impressed. I have to say the nothing on that shirt from that day. Wow.
No. I also
cheese on it too.
When I went to go put it on, the Cracker Jack sticker was still on there, a little prize inside. I took that off.
Huh?
What?
Nothing. It's just like showing. Oh, this is definitely a short shirt I've worn before. So much so that you put a sticker to mark that you've worn it. Still no laundry.
No, it was on the shirt.
No, that's what I'm. Yeah.
I didn't do it intentionally.
I know. Wait, what do you mean you didn't do it intentionally? You put the sticker on.
I put the sticker on, and then I just went to go put on a sweatshirt for the podcast, and the sticker was still on it.
Right. Just confirming that it's not clean.
I already confirmed that beforehand.
No, I'm not saying that you were hiding the fact.
I was lying about the fact that it's not clean.
Why do your guys' laundry cycles line up so much?
Our periods are synced up. We're just
Yeah, I think you guys have been living together too long.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's also, I mean, it's very natural because it's like, you know,
you both have exactly a week of clothes and wait till the week is up.
Yeah,
to
but
do
like
laundry.
No, like let's say we're gonna go somewhere, right? We're going on a little trip to film something. Mm-hmm. Like right. Probably we're gonna bring some clothes, pack some clothes, then when we get back, we both need to wash those clothes. So it's just kind of it's a natural sinking.
It's natural syncing up.
The best way to pack for a trip is to wash every single thing you're about to take, and then you know that laundry load, that's your suitcase.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
It's a pro tip.
I'm going to just guess, and I'll guess for everybody watching too, you guys pack maybe barely the night before?
Oh, definitely night before.
Yeah?
Morning of.
Morning of, that's what
you
I was getting
be
at.
Doing morning of.
Morning of. Well, that's why every time we go somewhere with him, he's like, oh, you have the thing I need, right? Because
no,
I'm not going to pack it.
That's intentional.
Because I'm not going to pack it.
That's intentional. I am a terrible human being when it comes to packing because I won't bring an iPhone charger on any trip because I know someone else has
that
one.
That is such a
and
dog.
We're going to get them because, and so I'll always have one. It'll be in the wall in the hotel. I'll be able to use it. I'll have to wait for Danny to finish using it, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. But if we both bring in, both plug it in, it gets mixed up. Someone's going to take mine. It's fucking bullshit. I always come out missing a charger on these trips. I'm not fucking bringing them
that
anymore.
That is such a piece of shit person to do.
That
is such
you know
a bad person
charger.
Thing to do.
Let me use your charger.
No, you know, you don't use the charger. Also, you can't use my charger anymore because I have the new iPhone, bitch.
That's true.
So you can't even use it.
No, you're right. The whole new iPhone thing has caused a bit of a kerfuffle now because last trip, I went to UFC last weekend and my plan didn't work. I had to buy a charger.
Bad person. And now you're spending money.
He had the new one.
Yeah, bad person. When we went to AC for the 500 Patreon Gold video, JT, I was like, JT, you probably didn't bring a charger, did you? He was like, no. He's like, you know, I have a new iPhone, bitch. You can't use mine. He's like, oh no, I need a charger. It's like, that's what he gets. Bad person,
there.
Bad packer.
I also,
the old one.
Well, this one I had, I drove, so I always have a charger in my car, but I didn't bring it up to the room, so. Plus the charger in the car, I don't have a fucking cube. Anyway, was there any behind the scenes stuff from Hot Dog Eating that, because I know sometimes you don't catch something on camera. Anything happen?
We do have, like, the amount of footage I have is more than an hour that I chopped down to 17 minutes. So, I mean, if you want the extra footage on Patreon, I could on it, like, it won't be, you know, it'll just be thrown up, the footage. Anything specifically in the background?
Like
no,
or on the drive there, maybe? Nothing?
No, but last time, because we were in the Sky Lounge, last time G-Eazy was there. So I was
really?
I was hoping to maybe see someone famous. Like, that'd be funny. But, it was just us.
Yeah.
Oh,
I hit it one time, I'm a piper. That's him.
That's G-Eazy.
Or is that ASAP? He's in that song.
Well, I don't think that's his line. That's not G-Eazy's line.
Yeah, that's not G-Eazy's line.
But
it's
that song?
He's in that song, I think.
Oh,
what we did find out is that three people who have been on the podcast work at the Mets.
That is true.
Three people who have been on the podcast, wait, what?
Works at Met City Field.
Works at City Field.
Yeah. Old. Matt Young, it's old episodes, bro. He was a waiter there in the area. And then this girl, Small Fry Ange, she's actually a dancer for the Mets. We saw her on the screen. And then Ray works there. So
well,
it was like,
know.
Wow, look at that. We kind of all saw them at separate times.
It's an odd coincidence, you know?
Yeah. Maybe there'll be more people at the Mets.
Maybe.
What they didn't see behind the scenes that I cut out, but I talked about it, was the managers coming up to us. Because they were overly friendly to the point where if you were a manager, I don't think you'd let these things happen. Like, the goal to drink 9 beers, if it's not Danny or Martin, those people are falling and knocking shit over and maybe causing a ruckus. I think it was definitely they were testing the waters around the 6th inning when they came up to us finally.
It was definitely a sobriety check,
masquerading. They let Danny walk the line and touch his nose and say the ABCs backwards.
First of all, that means someone ratted.
I don't think anybody ratted.
Someone ratted. She knew exactly the challenge we were doing. I don't think she was just keeping tabs on us.
Well, you were in
could
the
could it just been the bartender like watching
for sure. And you were in the bathroom.
I was trying to go to different bartenders. I don't know
why.
There was a fucking rat.
Because
there was a fucking rat in
there
City
was a
Field.
Dirty little cheese eating rat there with you.
I'm not. I'm not surprised there was a rat in City Field.
You also probably missed the entire time because Antonio was hearing us through his sunglasses. He could hear what I was saying, so I was just walking away from him and giving him like secret James Bond messages.
Yeah, but the audio, because we were separated, it was the first time using that equipment.
We got a 10-2 situation
here.
Yeah,
yeah. And Martin was just, his audio wasn't even hooked up to my glasses. It was just running the whole time. So, God, the things I heard from Martin every time he went to the bathroom was terrible. If you want Martin's whole taking a dump on Patreon, I can put it up there too.
Also, the funny part was that I was doing that, and Martin, even though his thing was not connected to Antonio's glasses, thought it was, and kept speaking into it as if he was speaking to Antonio, and he was speaking future Antonio, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I clearly told him. I was like, can you stop doing that? You are not hooked up to my setup. It's a whole separate line, because I can't trust him to lose the microphone, because he's, you know, a little goose. But I can't imagine what, while he was taking a shit, he was probably going, oh, Antonio, listen to this, and then just literally the people in the bathroom were probably shocked.
The big question I feel like a lot of people might have is, did the people around us have a worse time because we were there?
For sure.
Really?
For sure.
I don't know.
For sure.
I don't know.
Oh, no one had a better time.
Oh, I would have. I would have enjoyed the little mini show in front of me, because like baseball's got a lot of breaks.
Yeah, but
and you get a little mini show of like, man, is this guy really going to fucking do it?
We got lucky with the tickets, but those tickets are usually like old people and their children. So like,
I saw you blur out a child's face.
Yeah, it was just too much. I just don't feel if I didn't blur that kid in that video, also to listen to this, you very much have to watch the video from Wednesday.
They've all watched it.
But he would have been such a prominent character. And I did a lot of things to get him out of there.
The guy in front of us was pretty, at first I thought he was going to be upset at us because Martin was cursing like a cursing up a storm,
Martin,
in front of children.
He can't stop, bro. Every time, like,
Well, you know, I mean, Martin is used to the kind of nosebleeds, kind of trash people section.
Jesus Christ! What is wrong?
And
Danny sits there one time because we got lucky.
And listen,
one time.
And listen, especially at other sporting events, those are my people. I don't really get it with baseball as much. But I can say that. Those are my people. Those are my people.
Danny's like the worst person to have a good experience somewhere.
Well, I mean, I don't know about
that. Or a better experience than somebody else in the same place.
Well, either way. The
you were those people?
Sitting up there
the
with the plebs.
Yeah.
The point is.
The untouchables.
We are still those people.
That's where
still those people.
That's where it's okay to scream and curse in front of children.
Because
those children are going to go back home and hear it at home anyway.
And they're going to become those people anyway.
Okay, everybody has to relax.
Yeah.
Listen, again.
No, those are our people.
Those are our
apparently
people.
Apparently not
Danny. Those are Danny's people.
Those are my people.
Dude, you made fun of those people.
Are my people.
He sat behind the dugout one time, and he's too good for the nosebleeds now.
Listen.
You just insulted their lineage.
Listen, and he was also saying things that you wouldn't say in the garbage section.
That's what we're calling it now?
Stop calling it that. He was very, very descriptively talking about the players' asses in a semi-derogatory way.
So were you.
Did he have any?
I was saying.
I have the footage, baby.
Pull up the footage.
There's a whole section that you wanted me to you want it behind the scenes. There is a whole section that you specifically wanted me to record as one of your bits that's just talking about how their asses look good in the pants.
Well, that's true. But I didn't say it.
They do. I didn't say it so vulgarly. Baseball pants are known for that.
I'll tell you what, I don't know what they're doing with Mrs. Met. They got to do something.
There's
no reason for her to be caked up like that.
It's the mascot for the Mets.
I mean, it's definitely padding.
What's the worst sporting event?
Mascot?
No. What the fuck is the word? Experience that you had. Why couldn't I think of experience? You can't tell me. You know what? Danny might have had a good, this is not a stray, but Danny might have had a good one every time because he ruins it for other people if he gets too drunk. Because when we went to the XFL, Danny ruined it for everybody.
It did happen one time.
But have you ever had a bad experience?
No.
I guess haven't.
Maybe it's just not a great experience, maybe, but there's no like bad ones, except for that.
I haven't really had a bad one. I mean, sport event's pretty good. The only one I can think of, honestly, is that like I bet on the Spurs to get over 100.
Oh, yeah.
Like to get 113 points or over, and they got 112 at the last second. I went,
That's tough. Yeah, a bad bet. That sucks.
But
I love a live event. I'm just happy to be there. Like, I'm truly just happy to be there regardless of where I am in the stadium.
Dude, can't you get baseball tickets like in those garbage sections for like 20
it's
bucks?
Like the Mets tickets are literally $6.
That is dude, that's
which makes it that is the one thing baseball has going for it, is it has so many games and the tickets are cheap that it is actually like an affordable good activity for anybody.
Is it
which is nice?
Is it just because the stadium's so big?
I think it's because there's just so many games.
Yeah, who's going to – it's like
– that's true.
There's empty seats in there, you know, because there's so many.
What is a baseball season? 182 games?
That's a lot. That's half the year.
Which means it's like basically 90 games at home season ticket holders aren't going to 90 games.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I think the Mets played they play 17 games, 17 days in a row right now. It's like crazy. Like I don't even know. Yeah. I'm not kidding. It's just I don't know. It's just wild. Baseball's weird. Also,
I mean, the day we went was the Saturday before Easter Sunday, and they played the day before and the next day, which is Easter,
and then 14 days after that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's just it's wild. It's a wild sport. Jason wants to ask us a question. All right, ask us a question, Jason.
If you could flip a coin, heads you get $1 billion, and tails you lose everything you possess, would you flip it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, are you fucking kidding me?
You're basically
asking, the upside is insane.
You're basically asking, would I rather take a chance on getting $1 billion or losing $7,000? That's what you're asking me.
All right, maybe I should have changed it.
We asked something like that similar before. It was
how about $5 million?
Yeah, still yeah.
I think
it would be a little tough to restart from zero right now.
Zero is
what does everything I possess
you,
mean?
You lose so everything
homeless.
You own, home, clothes.
Home. I don't want to lose my home because
the YouTube channel.
Yeah, everything you own, every asset. All
right, hold on.
Every asset.
No.
That sucks.
No. For $1 billion, maybe for $5 million, no. For $1 billion, like maybe because restarting YouTube for the chance at $1 billion, it's kind of crazy.
Any question where the offering is $1 billion, I will at least consider it.
Danny's sucking it.
Any question.
Danny's sucking
any
it.
Any question it. Any question.
Any question it.
Any question, I will consider it.
Anything.
Consider.
Anything.
Would you,
consider.
And would you take the deal? You lose everything, including the YouTube channel?
I mean.
Danny's flipping that coin seven
the thing
times.
Is, the, thing is, the thing is, look, if I. Wait, what is it? If you lose. Or you get the billion, right?
Yeah.
See, that's very upsetting.
That's the same question. I
probably wouldn't take the chance, but with $1 billion, we could make much better content.
We could just go to just fucking.
And I still have the YouTube channel. If you win the billion,
with $1 billion, why not just go on like a ranch or an island and just make whatever content, even if it's good or bad. You could just live.
I mean, I don't want to move to a ranch. I'll stay right fucking here. I got $1 billion.
I was really wild.
You could build a ranch right here in Queens.
I would kind of hope he would take us out of here. You know, we would go together somewhere.
I mean, we can go together to fucking Brooklyn or something. I'm not leaving this place.
This guy flips every 3 months.
I really don't.
Dude, with $1 billion, you could build a ranch in Brooklyn. It'd be fine.
I've always said that even if I leave temporarily, I'll always come back here. Always.
Danny will always be
New
back.
York City.
With $1 billion, you could easily buy this whole block.
That'd be nice.
Buy
the whole block.
Sure.
Bulldoze everything.
Bro, is there any person on the face of the planet that doesn't like dream of winning the lottery and what they would do with it? Is there any person that's like, oh no, it's unrealistic?
You'd have to be a Shaolin monk.
This is what we talked about. I'm of the belief that is why you buy the lottery ticket. It's a 2 hour dream pass to I could win a lot of money and change my life.
But it's delusion.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Because if you don't buy it, you don't have a chance to win. If you buy it, you just get that. You get that little, you get to spend time in delusion, in the clouds of what you would do with it.
See, I'm not a fan, but I can't really knock it because I do the same thing, except for it's a 20 leg parlay for $1. $1 to like $5 million, 20 legs.
No, I agree. I'm that's great.
I'm not a fan of lottery ticket, though. It's just like, because at least. With the sports thing, I can delude myself into thinking that I'm smarter than like the bookies and I know what's gonna happen. The lottery thing is actually truly random.
That's even better. That's something beautiful about that, you know?
Somebody's gotta win.
See, that's their slogan, and that's a dangerous slogan.
Actually, that's a good point. In your 20 leg parlay, if the whole population did that, it could still lose. If the whole population did the lottery, someone has to win.
I mean,
yeah, but
yeah,
there
eventually
be.
Someone has
well,
to
win. That's what I'm saying. Eventually someone has to win. Yours just loses if it loses.
Right,
you know
but
what I mean?
Fucking 10,000 people could do mine if they all tail me.
True.
My genius parlay.
Oh, that's true, too.
We don't have to split the winnings. We're going to make DraftKings go bankrupt.
That's true, too.
It feels slightly predatory that the lottery is run by the government, but.
I think that's fine. I think that's fine. Until you get into it and they're like, well, actually, all the winnings of the lottery have been the government people, and then they also kill people. Then when you get into that, that's tough.
That and also the fact that, like, it's state-sponsored gambling. Because, like, some of these states have gambling is illegal. But you can play our lottery and get a chance at winning big. That's just gambling.
All right, if you win the lottery, you're doing the lump sum for about, what is it, like a fourth of the winnings?
It's not a fourth.
Or, I mean, after taxes.
It's a little less than half. It's a little less than
half. And then it's like half of that.
It's a little less than
half. You always do lump sum.
Really?
Always, yeah.
It depends.
Is it because you think they're going to kill you?
Let's
lay it out. You can choose lump sum for a less amount of money, or you can choose monthly or yearly payments for a larger piece of the money.
But it's literally the payments is literally over like 30 years, and I've read about it online. They say that you're pretty much guaranteed if you just take the lump sum and like throw it in stocks over that 30 years, you will get more than that lump sum. Because whenever they advertise the lottery number, oh, it's a billion. That is the payments over like 20, 30 years.
I figured that his answer was investing mind, and that's completely correct. Depending on my age, I might just do the yearly. Just not worry about it and just like. Just
but sit. That's when they kill you.
That's the thing. Don't want
to
die.
Yeah, that's the conspiracy.
That's
is
the
that
thing.
They kill you so they don't have to. But is that money not owed to your estate?
No, it probably is.
Yeah, probably.
So then
kill
me.
It'd be tough for them to kill you. But also, I think they could finagle something, maybe. You probably have to prove every year that you're alive. That sucks, you know? Like, I don't want to have to do that either. Like, no way they just send money somewhere, right? They probably have to prove you're alive, kind of. No, I think I read somewhere that someone won the, you know, the $1,000 a week for life.
Yeah.
Every year, he just has to prove he's alive, so they keep going.
See,
I don't want to do that.
That sounds so nice. And then you think about it and get reminded that it's only $52,000 a year. You're not, like, retiring, and you're not going and buying a house off that. Like,
I know, but on top of, like, you're living your normal life plus some. Like,
no,
it's great.
I would gladly accept it if anyone wants to give it to me right now. All I'm saying is that sounds so nice. And then if you just do the math, you go, oh, I still have to work. I can't retire. I can't go buy my dream house. I can't do any of that. I could get a lot of Uber Eats every month.
If you had to spend $2 on a scratch off and you got that, you'd be fucking sucking
it.
The lottery's penis.
And also with that, like, it is an assurance that, like, you can never really, like, even if you got fired from your job, like, you'll never, like, become homeless, essentially.
Not true. Number one. $1,000 a week in 20 years, a lot less. Not only that, all of those have stipulations. They say $1,000 a week for life. Dude, they last 20 years, 25 years, and then you're done.
Like 25 to life, like a jail sentence, but the good kind.
It max 25. They will give you, I'm saying, if you read the fine print, all of those is $1,000 a week for the next 20 years, for the next 25 years.
I'm fine with that too. I'll take it.
There's been a trend on TikTok that was going around that was like, basically assuming that you win the lottery, and you keep it a secret from everybody. It's like, if I won the lottery, nobody would know, but there would be signs, like, as in, like,
right.
What you would buy, what would be your sign?
Oh, I don't know. Do you have one?
Mine would be...
Yeah, give me a second.
Franchising a Jersey Mike's and a 7-Eleven in
we
the
would
same...
Know.
In
bro,
the
we
same,
would
know.
We would know immediately.
It has to
in
be
the
a,
same lot.
It has to
in
be
the
more
same
like...
No. The whole trend is that you wouldn't know because I didn't tell you.
No, that's not.
But there would be signs.
No, that's not the trend.
Yes, it is.
No. We would have to, like, it's like...
It would be like, huh, how did he afford that? Not, this is a $2 million business you have all of a sudden.
It's like, oh, I have, like, 10 Louis Vuitton bags now out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's a sign. Yes.
Getting a $2 million business.
You open up...
A dead giveaway.
Two businesses.
I didn't think the trend meant that the signs had to be something that wouldn't give it away.
No, it's like subtle. Like it'd be
okay.
Subtle.
Well then,
like there'd be signs. Oh yeah, I'd own a yacht. Like what are you
talking
about?
That is a dream of mine, though.
I
think if they're in the same lot, they might even have a connecting door if both franchisees allow. Mm. Anyway,
you know they already have those.
Jersey Mike's on 7-Eleven?
Yeah, call Wawa.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
He's right, though.
Yeah, I mean, at a rudimentary level, he's correct.
I mean, at the basic level, he's
they
exactly right.
They both sell
right.
Sandwiches. So,
I mean, what is...
don't get me started on this.
One doesn't sell burrito bowls, though. I'm not sure about their soup situation.
Also, name one thing that 7-Eleven sells that Wawa.
Oh, Wawa's
does.
Got it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's besides the point. That's not what it's about. I just like 7-Eleven.
What would be your sign?
This is bullshit. By the way,
probably a $40 million mansion in the
burrito bowls. Fucking jack of all trades, master of none. That's what that is.
She's talking about Wawa.
Talking about Wawa. I know, it's a master of none.
Who?
Wawa.
No, I you're right. I mean,
they make good breakfast sandwiches.
Good, not great.
Does Jersey Mike make breakfast sandwiches?
They make great sandwiches.
Do they make breakfast sandwiches?
I don't care. I don't know, and I don't care.
That means no.
You're making me want Jersey Mike's, by the way. But
I haven't. I've never had it.
I haven't looked into the stipulations, but I think if I franchise a Jersey Mike's, I can put my own sandwich on the board, which would be really nice.
I don't think you have to go that far.
What would you call it?
I don't know.
What would you call a sandwich that you created? Like on a billboard.
You could just go to Danny, but that's a little
boring. Not the Danny.
Yeah, it's a little basic.
What would you name your sandwich if you owned a sandwich shop? You had to have thought about this.
If I own the shop or if I own the what is the sandwich called?
But like what does it matter? The same fucking question. Stop doing that.
I don't know.
Bro, you made the sandwich. You named it. What would you name it?
It depends on what's on the sandwich. I mean, I can't tell you.
People like
I can't
you.
Just. I'm not just gonna name a sandwich that could be anything. I'd probably have a sandwich with this kind of mood that I name something like this, and sandwich with a different kind of mood that
Good.
I name something
the
like this.
The second mood, what is it?
Well, what mood is that?
Brother.
Is it a hot sandwich like one of the gross ones, but it's so good, you know, chicken and gravy and fucking onion rings and shit.
I would do that. I would do like onion rings, fries, everything on it, and be like the late night snack.
Exactly. Is it that kind of sandwich, or is it like a regular lunch sandwich?
It's not that
right. You have to name it after the ingredients.
You have a gun to your head, and you have one sandwich to put on the board. What do you do, and what do you call it?
First of all, he's getting shot. He's going to go, I don't know, because I want to do this.
As soon as he goes, well, it depends what mood I bang.
Is there onions at this location?
Maybe I'll name it. Oh. Professor Moriarty's Little Snack. That's the full name. Professor Moriarty's Little Snack.
It's on a hero roll.
Yes, no, it can't be on
it's
a hero
on a roll.
Now.
Yeah, it's on a roll.
It's a little snack.
I thought it'd be like an ironic
like
name.
Like
it's huge.
True.
Professor Moriarty's Little Snack.
That could be funny, too.
That's funny. Way too long a name, by the way. That name sucks.
Well, it would probably be...
PF?
Yeah.
Or maybe you're a doctor.
Doctor.
PMLS.
Did you get your PhD?
PMLS.
Just be Dr. Moriarty.
Yeah, Professor Moriarty Little Snack. PMLS.
Why just be Doctor? And then you can do whatever you want.
Or I could just name it Professor Moriarty Snack, and then it could be called PMS.
That's good. But you need chocolate on it now.
Why is chocolate?
Girls like chocolate on their periods.
Like chocolate and like pickles and ice cream and shit.
It's all the
cravings.
Yeah, like a cravings.
That sounds disgusting.
That's
you just said chocolate, pickles, and ice cream. That's disgusting.
He kind of crushed it, though.
Actually... Oh my god! I just had a brain fart. I literally just thought I invented the ice cream sandwich. I was like, what if we did put ice cream on a sandwich? What about that, guys?
Dude, you can make the bread chocolate.
No, but honestly, hear me out on this because I did this during COVID. An ice cream sandwich, and it's literally white bread and ice cream. Like that, it's a real sandwich.
I did that as a child.
Yeah, when you were 4 years old, maybe. How old were you?
I'm just saying. I think the cookie might just like be detracting from the real star of the show here.
Was it a situation where you had ice cream and you had bread and you're like, huh? Or was it had nothing in the fridge?
It was definitely like a desperation meal. You know, like you look in the fridge and you're like, I'm not sure what I can make out of these things, but I'm going to give it my all.
And you made the Professor Danny's ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, all of them are going to be called Professor Moriarty.
Oh, Professor Moriarty.
Actually, that's just the name of the store.
Yeah, so now you could get rid of
those
first
Mike's,
one.
Yeah. You don't need the franchise. There was an original question, by the way.
What was it?
What would you were trying to think of what you would do. What would be the signs if you won the lottery?
Oh, right.
Can I get sued by Sherlock Holmes?
Sherlock Holmes.
No, it's your name.
Yeah, it's my name. I mean, that's the villain in Sherlock Holmes, Professor Moriarty.
First of all, you know Sherlock Holmes doesn't exist, right? He can't sue.
Well, not him, but you know whoever wrote it.
Is that
Scott Fitzgerald?
No.
Is that a public domain at this point?
It could be, probably.
There's a lot of Sherlock Holmes movies. I mean, Will Ferrell got his hand on.
I mean, it's my name. So as long as I go get a doctorate in some bullshit,
you don't need a doctorate to be a professor.
I don't think you need a doctorate. I don't think you need to go to school, brother.
Well, that would be part of the legal case. Anyway, what would be your sign?
You don't need to go to school.
I don't know what it would be. So I feel like I wouldn't do much. Maybe just more trips. It's really lame. I have lame answers. I know I have lame answers. Like probably just more trips, maybe.
I feel like more TVs. We already have 3 TVs upstairs in your living room. I feel like it would just look like a Buffalo Wild Wings in here.
Oh, no, you're 100% correct. Like, every part of this house and the yard would look, like, just upgraded to the max.
Probably. That's what I was thinking. I think for him, he would get more gizmos and gadgets, you know, because like right now he's got the coffee table upstairs that like can charge. It's a speaker. It can charge your phone and you open it and it's fucking filled with beer. It's a fridge.
I like things.
You get shit like that everywhere.
Oh, for sure. I like things that are other things. Love that. Love saving space. Love that.
All right. So Antonio's sign is that he's going to buy a vibrator that's also a karaoke machine.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, essentially.
What about you?
7 burrito bowls a day.
No, I already have that. I think it would just be like, you just see me like with more Uber Eats, kind of.
There'd be signs.
There'd be signs.
JT, this is the 4th Uber Eats today. Yeah, exactly. Did you win the lottery? It's like, is like, that, that's what it would be?
Pretty much.
Maybe. I think you would go to more UFC events. What about that?
For sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, jet season tickets, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, that would
that's
be
a good sign. Sure. See, that's a good subtle sign.
That's a good subtle
that's
sign.
That's a good subtle sign. Not sure. Owning 3 businesses now. You understand like the difference?
If we how much are those?
Unclear.
You know?
Unclear.
A couple seasons ago, they were probably dirt cheap.
But it's only like
what's changed?
Well, I mean, every year you guys talk about better? How good you are.
No, when they got to a new stadium,
Aaron Rodgers makes
my family used to have it season tickets. So when they went to the new stadium, like everything went up a lot.
It's only like 8 games, right?
Yeah.
Because it's 17 total, and then only half them are home.
Yeah, it's only 8 games.
So it's
there's 8 home games.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot, is it not? Yeah. Well, I guess that's just how the math works
out. Just half and half.
Oh,
and
could be 9.
Yeah, it depends. Could be nine, on the year. Do they play they played the Giants last year, so they don't play them this year.
They don't play them for another 4 years.
Yeah, fucking like the World Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, you could write that off as like, you know, we're like, wow, Danny, how did you afford these? These are like a few thousand dollars, and it's, you know. Oh, yeah, my uncle got it to me as, like, a Christmas present.
Yeah.
Level 2, 50-yard line, perfect football seats.
Love that.
Football seats.
I don't think
you
want
to get box seats?
Ooh. I mean, yeah, but I thought we were talking about subtle signs here.
I got an inheritance.
No, you're starting to lose it. You're starting to lose it.
If the explanation is I got a large sum of money, then it's basically...
The explanation is I won the lottery. No, your grandpa's brother had these. He bought them for the season.
Passed
them down.
Oh,
so, yeah, but no, I still have to pay for them. You can't just pay for life.
Oh, your grandfathered in, maybe.
Oh, yeah, okay, gotcha.
Oh, it wouldn't be for life, no. Well,
this year, really.
Okay. This year.
But then next year. So you said out next year, it's like,
Now my aunt, who he's married to.
Danny's going
to
run out of relatives that are big Jets fans.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Jets box seats would be so awesome.
The worst games of football ever.
Those are sometimes the most fun.
When you're not watching,
To be fair, better than
not
Giants box seats, and I'm not leaving. We already have to go to New Jersey for these. I'm not going to fucking somewhere else.
All right, the Picky Boys box, you'll see that in 2030.
No, you're not seeing any of our boxes. You're not seeing any boxes. Yo. You said it.
Hey, Patreon. I didn't think it like that.
You said it like that.
You know, I had a realization a few days ago. I don't know which animals can swim. Like,
fish, Danny.
Well, yes.
No, but he's on to something here. Hold on.
I'm talking about, think about land animals.
Right.
If you threw them in the water,
okay.
Which ones would survive?
I think all of them.
Dog?
I think all of them.
Definitely not all of them.
Pretty much.
Cow? Like,
chimps and gorillas can't.
Cow's tough. You know, side note real quick, 30 seconds. You know the moose's natural predator? Do you know what animal it is?
Killer whale.
Fucking, isn't that crazy? It's a killer whale.
So they swim.
Oh yeah, they swim.
That's the thing. All those hooved animals are surprisingly good swimmers.
I think it's the antlers, like rudders, maybe. You know,
chimps and gorillas. I think they're too dense. They're too muscular, and they can't.
Mm. Is there an animal that you learn that you're like, oh wow, that can swim?
No, I just thought about which ones can swim and can't swim.
I would bet, like, if you bet that every animal you saw can swim, you'd probably come out on top. Right.
You think more can swim than can't?
Yeah, I think so. Can we look this up, maybe?
How many animals can't swim?
Like, percentage, maybe.
I think tigers love swimming, and I think lions hate it.
Did you see that picture of a tiger underwater grabbing a fish?
No.
It's fucking terrifying.
Is there any
camels? I mean, that's fair. That makes sense. They're so far from
tortoises, what? Oh, tortoises.
Yeah, tortoises can't.
None of the great apes can swim. None of them. Wow.
Wow, tortoise surprised me, actually.
Well, I guess it's just the shell's too heavy.
Hippopotamus, unable to swim. They just walk on the bottom of the water.
Oh, that fucking... That counts.
But they can't... Bro, that just means they can hold their breath a long time. They actually can't swim.
Every time I go on the Disney safari, the hippopotamus underwater, they can swim.
Giraffe makes total sense.
Giraffe Do they have to swim? They're so long. Other examples include their inability, their density. Right, right.
So not many, honestly.
Yeah, most can.
Not many mammals.
Most can. But you see, and all the animals they named, except for the apes, I get they can't swim. How the fuck is a giraffe going to swim, dude?
Why would it ever need to? It would have to be in 25-foot deep water, right?
That's true.
To need to swim?
Dumb question. Real dumb question. Is the giraffe related to the brontosaurus? Because don't tell me you look at you watch Jurassic Park with that thing with the long neck and you don't go, that's kind of a giraffe.
I don't think so, because isn't the whole story about giraffes' evolution is that they had tiny necks and then they slowly grew larger and larger necks?
That's true. Like, they used to look like horses, I think.
Yeah.
You know, how does that work also?
Do you know how many more neck bones the giraffe has than us?
It's a trick question, isn't it?
Zero.
It's a trick. It's the same. Because, again, they used to just be normal looking. And then
they're not insulting.
We're
not
long neck shaming here, buddy.
Their shit just elongated.
Fuck yeah. So does
they didn't gain new bones. They just like...
Some tight muscles then. They also hit each other with their necks.
Yeah,
I think that they're related to Brontosaurus. That's what I think.
I think Brontosaurus, first of all, if you ask Jason, that's Bronchiosaurus.
No, we're not doing this. That was a Patreon episode.
I think those are, you know, reptiles, dinosaurs.
Were they? I thought they were birds now. Now they're reptiles?
Well, you know birds are reptiles?
Shut the fuck up with that.
But look it up. They fall under, like, these scientists come up with these technical definitions of what is what, and birds are classified under reptiles.
Wait, where do you see that?
From a phylogenic standpoint, that's important.
Stop using these big words, brother.
But they're reptiles.
Is that the name of a pigeon? Columbiade?
I think it's a wrong picture. No way it's called a Columbid.
I don't know where you got the Y from, but yeah, Columbide or whatever.
Where did you get the Y?
Did you find a Y?
Oh, it's a bird family consisting of doves and pigeons. So a dove is just an albino pigeon?
That pigeon's really, whatever that
pigeon
is.
Yeah, well,
really
pigeons
pretty.
Are, I think, aren't pigeons technically called rock doves?
Oh, because they look like rocks?
I mean, I guess so. They're just.
That is a beautiful bird.
But, you know, they have classifications for what all these animals fall under. And birds technically fall under reptiles. They meet all the requirements to be reptiles. And, I mean, it makes sense.
They don't have scales, bro.
They lay eggs.
Reptiles don't necessarily need to have scales. That's not one of the requirements. It's also just based on their evolutionary tree and where they, like, diverged from each other.
They have claws.
Again, like, all the fucking...
Stop that.
The dinosaurs turned into...
But...
The chicken's the closest living relative to a
Tyrannosaurus
Rex.
I'll tell you what. You're right because of the pterodactyl. The pterodactyl. Think about that. Did pterodactyls have feathers? You're saying the raptors had feathers?
They think all the dinosaurs had feathers.
So now they all had feathers. So now they were never reptiles. They're birds, brother.
A pterodactyl is also a pterosaur?
I fucking stop that. I don't know. That's really confusing family tree.
I think the pterosaurs are
different
family
tree,
than
there was a cheetah on there. I can't trust that. There's a cheetah there. Reptile family tree, mammals.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I don't trust. This is a T-Rex on this chart.
This isn't the same source.
Somebody could put together a compilation of us, which is just like the opposite of National Geographic. It's like three grown men try to figure out what animals are because we do not know.
That's true.
Well, someone came to a question today, not pointing fingers. What animals know how to swim?
That's true. What's that animal that's like half a fucking horse and half a zebra?
The donkey?
No.
It's also on the Disney Safari. I know what you're talking about. It's a zorse. Not a zorse.
That's if a horse fucks a zebra. This is not what I'm talking about.
Is it a caribou?
No, it's not a caribou.
That's just like that's an elk.
Okapi.
That's in the Disney African Safari.
I want to see what it looks like.
Right there. Animal. Okapi. First one to left. That's in Disney, right there.
Yeah, it looks weird.
They give this some weird fact, though. They go,
looks like a Pokemon.
Yeah, it has a giraffe-looking head. Like, it has those two little bumps, you know? That's like giraffe head.
Oh, I remember what she said. I think she said it's more closely related to deer
than
horse or zebra.
Dude, it's fucking cheeked up.
Click
that one, Jason.
That's fake. That's not real.
At the bottom, right there, yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, guys, it's an animal. Can we calm down?
You know what I thought was, because I saw it in Ice Age, so I thought it was extinct, the tapir, maybe it's called.
Tapir.
I don't know what that is.
Look it up. I thought Well, he stopped the recording.
He stopped it. Well, there it is. This guy just recording. This guy just decided it was over.
Yeah.
It stopped itself.
That's Jason stopped us short anyway. I'm kidding. All right.
Don't forget to sign up for patreon.com/pickyboys. This week's podcast is a Q&A. People like those.
Well, next week's.
Yeah. Then the next one.
No, this one. No, yeah. You're right. This coming Thursday is the Q&A that the Diamond tier members submitted to us. We're about to film that right now. So get in here. So many things. And we're almost at 700, our picky moms. And thank you for watching. JT, tell me where to find
you. Minecraft tonight.
In the Thunderdome.
Pretty much. Kind of. But yeah, you can find me on Instagram at JBalls.
You can find me at DannyIsWatching on Instagram.com.
You can find me at Aunt Prisco. Can't forget to follow
The Picky Boys on Instagram, TikTok, and do not forget to follow the gaming channel.
Beautiful. Picky Boys Gaming. Thank you.